Ever notice how you can recall your childhood home's wallpaper pattern, but can't remember why you walked into the kitchen? Or why smart people make spectacularly dumb decisions? Your brain, this 3-pound universe tucked inside your skull, performs miracles every second while simultaneously sabotaging your best intentions. It's simultaneously the most sophisticated information processor on Earth and a glitchy system running on outdated software. Understanding this paradox isn't just intellectually satisfying, it's the key to navigating modern life with greater wisdom and compassion. Psychology transformed from philosophical speculation to rigorous science with Wilhelm Wundt's 1879 experimental laboratory in Leipzig, where trained observers reported their inner experiences through introspection, essentially getting paid to describe what blue feels like. John B. Watson rejected this approach, launching behaviorism by treating the mind as an unopenable black box where only observable behavior mattered. His infamous boast that he could train any infant to become anything from a doctor to a thief captured behaviorism's radical environmental determinism. Meanwhile, Sigmund Freud mapped the unconscious mind, proposing that behavior stems from battles between the pleasure-seeking id, rational ego, and moralistic superego. Rather than one theory defeating the rest, psychology evolved by integrating all perspectives. The 1950s cognitive revolution brought mental processes back into focus, viewing the mind as an information processor. Noam Chomsky showed language acquisition couldn't work through simple reinforcement, helping spark this shift. Today's cognitive neuroscience combines these insights with brain imaging, while evolutionary psychology examines how natural selection shaped our mental architecture. Positive psychology, launched by Martin Seligman in 1998, shifted focus from fixing what's broken to cultivating human strengths. Watch a baby repeatedly drop toys from their high chair. Annoying? Perhaps, but they're conducting sophisticated experiments about object permanence and gravity. Jean Piaget revolutionized our understanding by recognizing that children aren't miniature adults with less knowledge. They think in fundamentally different ways at different stages. Piaget identified 4 developmental stages. Infants understand through sensory experiences. Pre-operational children develop symbolic thinking but remain egocentric. Concrete operational children think logically about physical objects. And adolescents develop abstract reasoning, enabling hypothetical thinking. Lev Vygotsky emphasized that cognitive development happens through social interaction. His zone of proximal development describes the gap between what a child can do alone versus with guidance. Intelligence develops through relationships rather than isolation. Harry Harlow's monkey experiments revealed something profound. Infant monkeys given 2 surrogates, one wire with food, another cloth without, overwhelmingly preferred the cloth surrogate. Comfort and contact are as essential as food for healthy development. Perhaps most remarkably, development never stops. Neuroplasticity shows our brains remain adaptable throughout life. London taxi drivers develop enlarged hippocampi after memorizing the city's complex streets, proving experience literally reshapes our brains. We're never finished products, but continually evolving beings. That logical decision you made this morning? Your emotions likely made it first. Antonio Damasio studied patients with damaged brain regions connecting emotions and reasoning. Despite normal intelligence, they made catastrophically poor decisions, continuing to lose at gambling while healthy participants quickly learned winning strategies. Without emotional input, pure logic fails us. Damasio's somatic marker hypothesis proposes that emotional experiences create bodily responses associated with situations. When deciding, these somatic markers provide gut feelings that guide choices before conscious reasoning begins. This explains why you sometimes just know something without articulating why. Paul Ekman showed that basic emotions produce identical facial expressions across all cultures. Even isolated Papua New Guinea tribes recognize them. The James Lang theory offers a twist. Bodily changes might cause emotions rather than the reverse. You feel afraid because you tremble. Smiling can actually make you happier. Our emotional systems aren't adapted to modern life. Kahneman and Tversky's prospect theory reveals where risk-seeking for losses while risk-averse for gains, explaining why investors hold losing stocks too long. Roy Baumeister discovered ego depletion. Willpower is finite and depletes with use. Why do decent people sometimes behave shockingly? Phillips and Bardo's Stanford Prison Experiment showed how quickly social roles override personality. College students randomly assigned as guards subjected prisoners to degrading treatment within days. The experiment ended after 6 days due to psychological harm. Stanley Milgram's obedience studies revealed our disturbing compliance with authority. Despite hearing screams, 65% of participants administered what they believed were maximum voltage shocks because an authority figure instructed them. Understanding these mechanisms helps us design environments that work with our emotional brains rather than against them. Social forces quietly shape behavior. The bystander effect shows people are less likely to help when others are present, responsibility diffuses, and we look to others for cues. Irving Janis identified groupthink, where close-knit groups suppress dissent and make catastrophic decisions like the Bay of Pigs invasion. Henry Tajfel's social identity theory reveals how people develop fierce allegiance to arbitrary groups. Claude Steele discovered stereotype threat. Black participants performed worse on intelligence tests when told they measured intellectual ability. This occurs across contexts. Female chess players underperform against perceived male opponents, and schizophrenia patients behave awkwardly when others know their diagnosis. Gordon Allport's contact hypothesis offers hope. Meaningful interaction between different groups reduces prejudice. Contemporary psychology identifies 5 personality dimensions, the Big 5: extroversion, neuroticism, conscientiousness, agreeableness, and openness. Everyone possesses all 5 to varying degrees, creating unique profiles that appear consistently across cultures with moderate heritability. We're not simply products of genes. A New Zealand study showed people with a less active MAOA gene developed antisocial personalities only after childhood maltreatment. Epigenetics reveals how experiences alter gene functioning without changing DNA. Rat pups receiving more maternal grooming show different lifelong stress responses. The Flynn effect shows IQ scores rose throughout the 20th century, suggesting environmental influences. Anders Ericsson's research demonstrates excellence requires at least 10,000 hours of deliberate practice, focused, challenging work pushing beyond current abilities. Our self-perceptions are systematically biased. Most believe they're superior to others, the Lake Wobegon effect. We attribute others' behaviors to their nature while explaining our own through circumstances, the fundamental attribution error. Mental disorders affect nearly 1 in 5 adults annually, yet remain deeply misunderstood. They represent complex interactions between biological vulnerabilities, psychological factors, and social environments, not character flaws or weakness. Aaron Beck's cognitive therapy marked a significant advance. Initially a Freudian psychoanalyst, Beck discovered that depression involves specific negative thinking patterns rather than repressed anger. Depressed individuals interpret ambiguous situations negatively, overgeneralize from failures, and discount positive experiences, what Beck called the cognitive triad of negative views about oneself, the world, and the future. This led to cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, which helps clients identify and challenge distorted thinking. Schizophrenia understanding has evolved dramatically. Shitej Kapoor's aberrant salience theory proposes that psychosis results from disrupted dopamine function. Dopamine normally highlights what's motivationally important, but when malfunctioning, irrelevant things appear critically significant, creating bizarre yet compelling delusions, like believing thoughts are stolen by microwaves or secret agents control actions. David Rosenhan's On Being Sane in Insane Places demonstrated how context influences psychiatric diagnoses. He sent 8 mentally healthy people to emergency rooms claiming to hear voices. All were diagnosed with schizophrenia, despite behaving normally after admission, leading to more rigorous diagnostic systems. Abraham Maslow's humanistic psychology emphasized self-actualization, achieving psychological freedom to become everything that one is capable of becoming. This influenced Carl Rogers's client-centered therapy. These perspectives remind us that mental health exists on a continuum, with disorders representing extreme variations of normal processes rather than categorically different states. Psychology offers a unique mirror, reflecting our own nature. This familiarity creates both advantages and challenges. We all have direct access to psychological phenomena, yet this breeds the illusion of explanatory depth, a false sense of expertise. Folk wisdom says birds of a feather flock together, but research reveals nuance. Similarity attracts in values and beliefs, while complementarily often works better for skills and abilities. Perhaps psychology's greatest contribution is helping us recognize our biases and limitations. Our perceptions are active constructions influenced by expectations. Our memories are reconstructions that change each time we access them. Our reasoning is shaped by emotions, cognitive shortcuts, and unconscious processes. Understanding these mechanisms helps us make better decisions and design environments that bring out the best in human nature. Psychology offers practical tools. Cognitive behavioral techniques challenge distorted thinking. Mindfulness develops awareness, and gratitude exercises provide evidence-based approaches to life satisfaction. The next time you make a snap judgment or feel an inexplicable emotion, pause. You're witnessing your mind's intricate machinery. Understanding these processes doesn't diminish the wonder of consciousness. It enhances it, providing practical wisdom for navigating modern life with greater awareness, compassion, and effectiveness.